Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by UC Davis.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're kicking off this week with the White House focused squarely on North Korea. The AP is reporting that Vice President Mike Pence, during his South Pacific trip, said that, quote, the era of strategic patience is over. And Bloomberg is out with a bombshell of a piece noting that President Donald Trump is still willing to consider a kinetic military action in the region, including a sudden strike. Trump would still prefer it if China took the lead in dealing with North Korea.
White House insiders are feeling pretty good they have another week with Congress out of town and are hopeful they can keep up their momentum that they've built up over the last couple days. Remember, when Congress returns next week, Washington will be in full shutdown mode. Congress will need to pass a spending bill by that Friday or risk shutdown.
But before the White House can move on to figuring out what role it is going to play in pushing Congress to fund the government, there is one big hurdle: the Easter egg roll. The annual event can appear to be a quick photo op, but it will be the first time since Trump's inauguration where crowd size and overall organization will be on display. And typically, who gets a ticket for their family and who doesn't is a classic Washington political currency play.
A few people who will not be at the Easter egg roll: Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. The two were spotted on billionaire David Geffen's super yacht with Oprah, Bruce Springsteen, and Tom Hanks. Our invites must have gotten lost in the mail.
Trump is weighing in on the upcoming special election last night, tweeting that Kansas was a really big media event until Republicans won, and that they are now playing the same game with Georgia.
Our colleague Tara Palmieri has the skinny on how Trump is learning to love Bush aides as he tries to staff up his White House. Ryan Hutchins and Josh Dossie report on New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's comeback. He recently spent much of 2 days at the White House. Lorraine Waller, Daniel Strauss, and Ben White report that Richard Cordray, head of the CFPB, recently had dinner with Gary Cohn, and Cohn gave him an ultimatum: go the easy way or go the hard way.
On the job front, Trump is expected to nominate former Treasury Undersecretary Randy Quarles as the Federal Reserve's top bank regulator. Watch for action on that this week. And in the juice, DNC Chair Tom Perez and Senator Bernie Sanders are kicking off a six-day, eight-state tour as part of the Come Together and Fight Back effort. And Senator Elizabeth Warren will be on the Today Show pumping her new book. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.